Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. This is the Bhajan Satguru Ke Gunagale Bande on page 6. This world is 4 days long. It is a waiting room. This country is not yours, O man. Yours is another place. You came into this world empty-handed, and you leave with hands spread open. You are absorbed in worldly pleasures in such a way that you made your life into dust. Maya swindled and conquered you, and you forgot. You forgot that after going to Satguru's kingdom, what wealth will you show? False is this world of relatives. False are your brother and sister. The one who goes with you, the Satguru, is the one relative. Without the Satguru, the crazy mind will sink in the sea of the world. You spent your life in this arena of actions, but you didn't get attached to the Nam. You worshipped the outer things and you didn't look inside. Mastanaji says, without the Shabad Nam, you will lose this diamond birth. Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. Bhajan of Mastanaji on page 6.
Satguru ke gunakale bande Janam amaranam mukha jayega Sharanapade ki lajahe sukho Jamase tuje bachayega Satguru ke gunakale bande Janam amaranam mukha jayega Sharanapade ki lajahe yusko chamse tuje bachayega ye duniya hai char dinon ki jagta musafir ka na hai jagta musafir ka na hai ye desh nahi tera bande tera orat ka na hai tera orat ka na hai kali hat jagat mein aaya hat pasar jayega Sharanapade ki lajahe yusko chamse tuje bachayega Satguru ke gunakale bande Janam amaranam mukha jayega Sharanapade ki lajahe yusko chamse tuje bachayega Esa masta hua vishiyo me jivan apana dulakiya jivan apana dulakiya Keraliya maya tagnine bulagiya tu bulagiya bulagiya tu bulagiya Satguru ke darbar mein jaakar kya punji diklayega Sharanapare ki lajahayusako jamase tuje bachayega. Satguru ke gunagale bande janamamaram namuk jayega. Sharanapare ki lajahayusako chamse tuje bachayega. Chuta he sab jag ke nate chuta bahen brata hi chuta bahen brata hi sate tere chamne wala ek sat guru ka napta hi ek sat guru ka napta hi bin sat guru ke pagal manava pav me kohte kayega. Sharanapare ki lajahe usko chamse tuje bachayega. Satguru ke guna kale pande chanamamaram namuk jayega. Sharanapare ki lajahe usko chamase tuje bachayega. Karam kanda me umara gujari prit namase layena. Prit namase layena. Mari masani raha pujata hamder jati paena. Hamder jati paena. Nama shabad bin ke he mastanji hir chanam gvayega. Sharanapare ki lajahe usko jamase tuje bachayega. Satguru ke guna gale bande janamamaranamuk jayega. Sharanapare ki lajahe usko chamse tuje bachayega.
Sing the qualities of the Satguru, O man, and wind up the births and deaths. He would be ashamed not to protect you if you are in his shelter, and he will save you from the Lord of Death. And a couple of other announcements. First one is our brother Harvey Rosenberg, who many of us know was very ill with bone cancer, left the body last week, so we can be grateful for him that he is in the arms of the Satguru and his suffering is over. All right, I am reading today from the section 12 Days Wonder in my book. This is the time that Master Kripal spent with us in Washington, D.C. in January 1964. And we are reaching the end of the stay. This is the session of Sunday, January 26th, 1964. I put a lot of emphasis on this particular stay in my book. Many of the talks I included in total. Others are excerpts because the talks are easily available elsewhere. But this particular time had an enormous effect on me and I think on everybody who was there. A year later in India, I was talking to Eileen Wigg, who was also present during this time. And I mentioned that I would like to move to India. She said, why? Of course, she had moved to India, but anyway, I said, because I want to be near the Master, and I said those 10 days or 12 days or whatever in January 64 were like turning points. They were like, it was like nothing else. And she said, well, Russell, there was a great deal of grace in those days. That was a very special time. And that's the way I feel. And that's why I have laid great emphasis on it, given it a whole section of itself in my book. Anyway, this is Sunday, January 26, 1964. Tonight, for some reason, very conceivably, again, my carelessness, since I was doing a lot of the taping, the tape began while the talk was in progress. The Master was telling a story about Guru Nanak, the first guru of the Sikhs, who was hired to sell grain in a shop. As he was weighing out grain for customers one day, he fell into a state of intoxication. When he reached the number 13, Tera, which in Punjabi also means thine or yours, the Master continued, when he lost himself, repeating, I am thine, O Lord, he began to weigh out grain without stopping. The shop people were afraid he would give everything away, and they went and reported it to their head. What is happening to your store? Go and see. He's in intoxication, weighing out everything and repeating the words, Tera, Tera, I am thine, I am thine, I am thine. But when the account was taken, it was found that about $300 or so was not due from Guru Nanak, but due to him. It sometimes happens that when you are lost in him, the God power helps in a very mysterious way. But how many are there who are really his? Can we say, I am thine, O Lord, mind, heart, and soul? Physically and financially, a few like that might turn up. But how many are there who heart and soul are his? Very few. A real devotee of God is one who surrenders everything to him, body, mind, and soul. In that intoxication, Guru Nanak had gone on, weighing out, weighing out. If you become his, then he is thine, yours. Kabir said that all the world is gambling in worldly ways. Some lose, some gain. And that goes on again and again all through life. He said, oh, dear friends who are gambling in the world, I would like to show you by my example that I am also gambling. And how? Gambling goes on between two men, is it not so? If you lose, you have to give away everything. If you gain, you have to take everything away from the other one. He said, look here, I am also playing at gambling. Not with the world, but with God. And what will happen? He said, if I lose, I will become his, and if I gain, he will become mine. Do you see? Both ways he is the gainer. So we play with the world. Why not play with God? It's great common sense. If you lose, you will become his, is it not so? And if you gain, then he will become yours. Either way, you are one with him. One who comes to that realization and is lost in the very utterance of the words, O my Lord, I am thine, forgets everything. His mind, body, everything. It is true devotion, true love. And love always gives, knows giving, not taking. Once it happened in the time of the 10th guru of the Sikhs, Guru Gobind Singh. These are God-intoxicated people, mind that. That he sat down and was praying to God, O Lord, all of this, everything is your emanation. It is yours. You are immanent in every form. Everything is thine. You are all this that we see. It is all thine. Whether it is the earth or the sky or the stars or the rivers or the mountains, it is all you, yourself, thou, thyself. Then in that intoxication he said, it is you, it is you. Everything is you personified. Then he began repeating, "It is all you, it is all you, it is all you." And in that intoxication, he sat for 3 days, lost. This becomes the fate, how very rare, of those who devote everything to him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a saint in Bengal, in India. Every saint has his own saying that reminds him of God. Everywhere he went, he said, "Speak of God, glorify God, glorify God." Once it happened that he went to a place where washermen were washing clothes. Today there are machines for washing clothes. In the olden days in India, a regular place was set aside for groups of washermen who used to wash clothes. He went there and stood beside one man who was washing clothes and said, "Glorify God, say God," in his own language, of course, "Hari Bol." Hari Bol means glorify God, think of God, glorify God. He said it once, twice, thrice. The washerman thought perhaps some beggar had come and wanted money, so he kept quiet. Again, when Chaitanya insisted, "Say, glorify God, why don't you glorify God?" The washerman thought, "He will not let me go. I will repeat what he says so that he will leave me alone." No sooner had he repeated the very words when he became intoxicated. The charging was there. He also began saying, "Glorify God." The result was that all the washermen working there began to glorify God. Do you see? This is the intoxication for which we go to God-intoxicated people. It cannot be had by reading scriptures. Prayers and rites and rituals are meant to lead us to that state. Shamus de Brez tells us, if you glorify God in that way and become intoxicated, everything will become intoxication. Whatever you see will become intoxicated. He is in every form. He is immanent in every form. Then he said, "Dear friend, I have so much intoxication within myself, within my soul, that if I leave the body and my body is cut into pieces and put into a field as manure, the one who bakes the bread with the corn growing out of that land and the one who serves it," he did not even speak of the one who eats the bread made from that corn, "will become intoxicated. After all, there is something which we do not know about so far. If we have a little drop of that intoxication, we will forget the world. For that purpose, for radiation, we go to the masters. For those who are receptive, it works wonders. Just seeing such persons makes them intoxicated. Like Maulana Rumi said, a drunkard who only by seeing wine sparkling in a glass begins to dance up and down. Similarly, when those who are intoxicated with the love of God look into the Master, they see that God scintillating within him. They become intoxicated. They look into his eyes, they see him, and they dance up and down." So these are the things which are the gift you can get from a God-intoxicated man. It cannot be had by reading scriptures or performing outer rituals. Those are steps to it, of course. Say prayers, be lost. When Ramakrishna Paramahansa said prayers, he was like that, gone. This is what is called the love of God. So that is why it is said, love knows no law. This is a gift. It cannot be had by books or by scriptures. Naturally, when you come across such an environment, you will feel radiation. The more receptive you are, the more you will become prolific. We used to have incidents like these in the time of our master, Baba Sawan Singh Ji. Sometimes a person came up and stood by him and forgot everything. He stood with his eyes open and didn't know where he was. That was intoxication. So that is why it is said, spirituality cannot be taught but caught by radiation. Generally, what we call love is truly no love. It is misfit love, misdirected love. That love that starts with the body and ends in the body is no love. That is lust. If it starts in the body and dissolves in the soul, that is love. There is a very great difference between the two. The first blinds your vision. The second love opens your eyes. You are in a transport. If we just once have a little experience of that, then the world is nothing. When you fly in a plane 30,000 to 40,000 feet high, everything on the ground below appears to be very insignificant. Even the very mountains appear to be little mounds. Now all the worldly things and possessions appear to us to be very important, very great. We have ambitions to have them. But as you rise above, they lose all their attraction. These are the wings of love on which one can fly to heaven. All performances of outer prayers, rites, rituals are elementary steps meant for that. So, as you think, so you become. In the Mahabharata epic in the Hindu scriptures, there is a story about Dronacharya, who was in fact the teacher of the five Pandava princes of the Mahabharata. He was a very good archer, and he used to teach others archery. One day a man of very low caste, a Bhil, B-H-I-L, of the same caste as Shivri in the famous story of Lord Rama and the yogis, was an untouchable, considered the lowest of the low. Someone considered to be of a lower order came to him, although no one is of a lower order in the eyes of God. So Christ asked for water from a Samaritan lady who said, "Why do you ask for it from us on account of having an inferiority complex?" The man went to Dronacharya and asked him, "Will you teach me archery?" Dronacharya asked him, "Who are you?" When the man said he was a Bhil, he said, no, I can't teach you that." The man went away, but he had had a look at him and made an idol, a model of Dronacharya at home, and began to meditate on him because he had seen him. That form manifested, and from that manifested form he learned archery. He performed a special feat in which he would shoot an arrow and seal the mouth of a deer with it. He had learned it by practice. One day Dronacharya was passing by and saw an antelope or deer whose mouth was sealed with an arrow. He asked, "Who did it?" Because no one else beside himself knew that art. He came up to the man and asked, "Who is your teacher, your guru?" "Dronacharya. I never adopted you as my student. How did you learn it?" Then the man explained, "I just dwelt on you and made you manifest. I learned it from you." So much force love has. Against the will of Dronacharya, he had learned that very art. As you think, so you become. Now what did Dronacharya do then? I think that was not very good. He said, "All right, cut off your thumb and give it to me as an offering," so that he would not be able to aim that arrow. So you see, love means everything. Hafiz said, if the learned people were to have a little drop of this intoxication, they would dance like anything, even more than we. In due course it comes up. We must be regular, that's all. When you become devoted, you will have all these things by receptivity. When masters have to wind up your whole give and take of the reaction of the past, they don't leave you only with that. They want you to have this intoxication. All right, go on with it. You'll have it. When there is love, then can there be anyone except the one whom you love? Yet there also is duality, and love knows oneness. The two become one in soul. You forget everything outside. The story of Guru Nanak I was just explaining is an example of this. There are instances like this in the lives of most of the saints. At this point, Mr. Khanna said, we would like to show a little movie that Bibi Hardevi wanted to see. And Master said, yes, you are most welcome. But while preparations were being made to show the movie, Master continued talking. When one meets a true master, there is nothing to fear, but he should be devoted. Listen to the tavern owner. Pray to him, give us some drops of that wine, by drinking which we forget everything. And to that add even more, the intoxication of those who, in their God intoxication, have forgotten themselves. Taiji began singing one of Master's bhajans in Hindi. After the first few lines, Master translated, O Master, give me a drink, by drinking which I lose all outward consciousness. Either I remain or you remain. We have become one. Taiji sang another few lines, and Master said, One saint was ordered to be stripped of all his skin, and while he was in that intoxication, they stripped off his skin. He did not care at all about what was being done to him or what was happening. They pray, give us a little of that intoxication, one peck of the wine of that intoxication. Again Taiji sang, All the world over, everyone hates the thought of separation. It is mine, it is thine. Why must we divide this and that thing? They pray, O God, give us that intoxication in which both thine and mine fade away. The very idea of mine and thine should fade away. Again Taiji sang, and again Master translated, This is the feat of love. You want to be near him, to sit by him. Even then there is duality. They want to be one. Taiji sang again, and Master said, Now what is the way? How can we drink that wine, that intoxication? He says, O Master, it is through your eyes. You give a draft of it. The eyes are the windows of the soul. The radiation comes through in whatever color that soul is dyed. Intoxicated. Master, it is through your eyes that you give pegs of wine like that. It is not a matter of reading and writing. It is a prayer of the soul through the eyes. In whatever color you are dyed, that is the very color of the radiation. How do people become lusty? Through the eyes. How do you feel that others are angry? Through the eyes. When you are attached, your eyes have a strange coloring. So the eyes are the windows of the soul. Oh, Master, give me that wine, but that will come through your eyes. And when masters transfer their mastership, they give it through the eyes and not by document. Taiji sang and Master said, That is why I say God is love. People ask, how much time should we give for meditation? Now tell me. When I came to my master, I asked him how much time I should give. I was a family man. I had to attend to my job. He said, 5-6 hours minimum, the most you can. And Master chuckled at that point. That is his gift. It is had by radiation through the eyes. He is a very highly charged body. That charging gives a lift to everyone, and he sees light. What is it? A little charging, a little help, that's all. All right, go on with your show now. And we did watch the movie, which was of an earlier part of the tour. I do not now remember exactly what it showed, but Master sat with us to watch it. In the beginning, the picture was not clear. It was very dull and faded. And Master said, Fix your gaze on it. It will grow brighter. Since this is what he said to us every morning as part of his meditation instructions, it was really very funny. And the room exploded in laughter. And I added this comment after that. I do not now remember which day Master did the initiation. It was toward the end of the stay, but more than that I cannot say. Neither do I remember much about the initiation itself, although I was there, and there were probably 40 or 50 people initiated. But there were several very interesting things, at least I found them interesting, that happened in connection with it that I would like to share. For one thing, the initiation was postponed 24 hours for the sake of one man. Luther and Vandilla Walker were a middle-aged African-American couple from Cincinnati. Vandilla was initiated and later served as the Master's Cincinnati group leader. Luther, who worked as a Pullman sleeping car porter, was not initiated and wanted it. Mrs. Hughes, the Master's Louisville representative, told the Master the night before the scheduled initiation that Luther Walker's work schedule on the trains would not allow him to be present for the initiation. She said that he wanted it very badly and would it be possible to postpone it by one day so that he could get here. Master, without a second's hesitation, agreed, and it was done. For another thing, Jim Bax, my good friend dating back to the coffee corner, my former roommate, my fellow explorer of the Fourth Way, who had been in effect the first Sampani Ashram Sevadar, had been present with the Master during this whole time, even though he was not initiated. Everyone, including me, assumed that he would take the initiation. Yet when the time came, he was nowhere in sight. He turned up later in the day and told me that one part of him wanted the initiation so much that he didn't dare stay in the house for fear that he would succumb to it, because another part of him felt just as strongly that it was not his time. He spent the morning sightseeing. This was the last initiation of the 1963-64 tour. Jim actually received the instructions at the first initiation of the 1972 tour. Then we were all surprised that Vivian Gordon, who in the session of January 23rd had engaged the Master with penetrating and heartfelt questions to which he had given extraordinary answers, did not take the initiation, but that her husband Ron, who had been present the whole time but had remained quiet and seemingly had little interest, did. Ron and Vivian, a young African-American couple with two children, had a remarkable life story. Ron was a physicist by training and education. He later was on the faculty of the University of Virginia for many years, who also owned a jazz nightclub and knew many cutting-edge jazz musicians, including John Coltrane, as friends. It was through that nightclub, in fact, that Ron heard about the path. Donna Jewell, a devoted initiate of Kripal, sang there and introduced him to the teachings. And I have a footnote. Donna also knew Coltrane, who, as the world knows, was a spiritual seeker. She introduced him also to the path shortly before his death. After the initiation was over, four of us young guys in our 20s, Ron, Steve Douglas, John Pollard, Donna's husband, and myself, went out for coffee and hung out together. It was a sweet time. It was also the last time I was able to relate to Ron in that casual way. 4 years later, he, Vivian, and the kids were traveling cross-country in their station wagon. They were driving nonstop, with Ron and Vivian taking turns, even as Judith and I often did. Ron was sleeping in the back of the car when Vivian fell asleep at the wheel and drove the car into a ditch. The car was totaled, but no one was hurt, except Ron, who was a quadriplegic for the rest of his life. He managed a full professional life despite that, and his strength, courage, and devotion to the Master became legendary in the Sangha. He also became a mentor to me and one of my very best friends, whose memory I cherish and whose advice I still try to follow. Along the way, Vivian, who did get initiated eventually, and he were divorced. She had tried her best, but the strain of caregiving a quadriplegic husband became too much. But Master sent him an angel, Anne, a nurse from Kenya who became his second wife and who was a perennial source of joy and inspiration, not only to him, but to everyone who knew her. They are all three gone now. God bless them. And I included that long section in there because these people were tremendously influential to me. Ron, you know, many of you will remember him, although he was not in California very often. He was an East Coast guy, like me at that time. And he was here in 92 for Sanchi's tour, and he was up at Shamaz, and many of you will remember him there in his wheelchair. But on the East Coast, I saw him a lot. I used to go to Virginia every year to do satsang and do a retreat, and he would always be there. And he also came up to Sant Bani Ashram many times, actually. You know, in his old age, well, his old age, what now seems to me is middle age, but he was in his 60s. Well, he went to Ghana when Sanchi went to Ghana, and he also went to India one time at SKA outside of Delhi. And he was very bold and brave that way. And he also went to Ghana, even though he was a quadriplegic and required, you know, careful medical attention and all that. He went to Ghana to help them develop the ashram that Sanchi had founded while we were all there. You know, I asked him one time after he came back from that. He was at Sant Bani, and I asked him one time why he had done that. It was so extreme, and his kids had not liked it. You know, they were very worried for him, very afraid for him. And he said, well, Russell, you know, at our age, it's important not to be defined by our ruts. And he and I were both in our 60s at that point. We were roughly the same age. I think he was a year or two older. That particular piece of advice has been enormously influential to me. It is important not to be defined by our ruts. And I guess truer the older we get. Anyway, throughout this book and in generally in the course of my life, I feel more and more like giving credit. A great many people Master has worked through in my life. I know it's him that's doing it, but I still have gratitude and appreciation and respect for all the people through whom he has worked and benefited me. I will say that one of the reasons I'm in California now and married to Claudia is that I took that piece of advice very seriously about not being defined by my ruts. And I broke through them, and they gave me the courage to do that. All right, I want to finish today by reading a section from a very great talk of the Master's called Don't Bend Your Elbows. This is not the whole talk, it's just a selection from it, which I also included in my book. As I say, the talk can be read in its entirety in The Coming Spiritual Revolution, but a few excerpts cry out to be paid attention to. And Master says, this was in 1972, September 25th, actually at the American Legion Hall in Fairfax, Virginia. He said, all masters who have come bring the religion of love. God is love. Our soul is of the same essence as God. It has love innate in itself, and the way back to God is also through love. In the Bible is given the same thing. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Kabir and all other masters have said the same thing. So if we have love, we must give to others the best we can. If you make others happy, you will be happy yourself. If you make others miserable, then you also will not be able to escape the misery. So once it so happened that Lord Vishnu, who is the aspect of God in charge of maintenance, invited all the angels and others of opposite qualities to a feast, and he arranged for them to sit in rows facing each other. Then Vishnu said, well, dear brothers, dear friends, all this is for you. Eat to your heart's content. But there is one condition laid down. don't bend your elbows. Those who are only demons, or whatever you want to call them, thought, well, strange enough. If we don't bend our elbows, how can we put the food in our mouths? They considered it for long, but they could not comprehend it. They said, Lord Vishnu is just mocking us, refused to eat anything, and left the place in disgust. But the angels who were sitting there said, these are the words of Lord Vishnu. There must be meaning behind them, something we don't follow. After calm consideration, it struck them. We can feed each other. So it was very easy, and all ate as directed. What does all this mean? If we make others happy, we will become happy. If we put others in bad condition, we will be put in bad condition. So if we want to be happy, we must make others happy. And moreover, you will find, once a devotee prayed to God, please come to my home. My prayer is you will please visit my home. God promised, I will come on such and such a date. The devotee made all arrangements, you see, decorated his house with flowers, cleaned it throughout, and put on really clean clothes. He sat at the door and waited for God. From morn to night he sat there, but all who came was one old man passing by who could not even walk properly. The old man said, well, I am hungry, give me some food. Half a loaf of bread, please give me. Nobody listened, so he passed on. That night the devotee said to God, look here, you promised and you never came. I made all arrangements for you. But God said, I did come, and you would not even give me a half a loaf of bread. So God resides in every heart. No heart is without him. We are all brothers and sisters in God. We are of the same essence as that of God. And God also resides in everybody. He is the controlling power within you. So if you love, well, love is God. God is love. And the way back to God is also through love. So to earn money is all right. But that money should be earned to let you stand on your own legs, pay off all debts to those connected with you by reaction of the past, and also share with others who are needy, who are hungry, who are in bad condition. If you have love for God, won't you give everything to others? Because we congeal everything to ourselves, you see, the result is selfishness, tyranny, sucking the other man's blood. Is it not? Just as the parable shows, don't bend your elbows. I think if you would do like that, you would eat more. If others put in your mouth, is it not? So this is one thing. If you love God, all things shall be added unto you. God resides in every heart. You will love all, even animals, even birds. Once in the days of Lord Buddha, there was one hunter who sent up an arrow and hit the wing of a bird and made it limp so that it could not fly. And the bird went up to the Buddha, because man radiates whatever is in him, and love was in him, and the bird came up. So the Buddha took him and put him under his arm and said, this bird is mine. The hunter said, no, it's mine. But the Buddha said, if it had been yours, it would have gone to you. Do you follow? Those who radiate love, everybody will be yours. But our love should not be acting and posing. Our thoughts are very potent. They are radiated. Others do know at heart what you are doing. And I have a comment. We left Virginia immediately after the talk and drove all night to get home, but the beauty and the sweetness of it remained in our hearts throughout the coming month. And that, of course, we had to go back to prepare for his coming to the ashram. Could not stay any longer.
Gyan bagair pandit da koi mul nahi ga, isse tarah phal to bagair ਬਿਰਛ ਬੇਕਾਰ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਜੀਵਨ ਤਰਕਾਰ ਹੈ।
A bird without the wings is useless. A pandit without the knowledge doesn't have any value. This body, this human form without the Naam is useless. Curse on the life without the Naam.
Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, char khaniyan han, char baniyan han. Ek oh hai, jede andiyan to paida hunde hai, panchi hai, chilli to paida hunde hai, pasu hai. छुपाए जानवर है इंसान है और मौसम की तब्दीली नाल पैदा होंगे है मच्छर जुआ वगैरह आप कहते ये चार खाणियां हैं नाम तो बिना ये सब भरम के अंदर है इन्हों नाम की खबर नहीं
गुरु अमर देव जी महाराज से देर आर फोर खानीज और फोर वेज ऑफ क्रिएशन देर इज वन वे ऑफ क्रिएशन इन विच द क्रीचर्स आर क्रिएटेड because of the change of the season, just like the mosquitoes and the insects and things like that. And there is other form of creation in which the creatures are created from the eggs, and then there are these animals, and then we the human beings. So there are these four different kind of species, four different kind of creations. And Guru Amar Dev Ji Maharaj says that all these four different kinds of creations are useless if they do not have the Naam with them.
Char baniyan han, para hai, santi hai, madma hai, baikri hai, ikko hai, jis tarah main bol rahe hain, tusi sun rahe ho, ik gale vich holi holi boli jandi hai, ik hirde to yogi jan halor uthaunde hai.
There are four different kinds of banis, para, basanti, baikri and madma. This is one bani which I am speaking, just like I am talking to you and you can hear. There is another form of bani which is being spoken or which is happening inside us, within us, which the other person outside cannot hear. There is another bani which the yogis create from the depth of their heart. So there are these four different kinds of banis.
Kyunki jis naam naal mukti honi hai, sab samaj kehnde hai ki mukti naam bina nahi. लेकिन किसी नूं ये नहीं पता कि वो नाम कोई लफ्ज है या कोई ताकत है या उस नाम दे साथ किस तरह जुड़ना है
All the religions say that there is no liberation without the Naam. They all talk about the glory of the Naam, but they do not know that how we have to connect ourselves with that Naam and how we have to meditate upon that Naam. They do not tell us anything more about the Naam, even though they all claim that there is no liberation without the Naam.
क्योंकि नाम गुरु अंगद देव जी महाराज ने कहा है अखां बाजो देखना बिन कन्ना सुनना पैरां बाजो चलना बिन हत्थां करना जीभा बाजो बोलना इउं जीवत मरना
रिगार्डिंग द नाम गुरु अंगद देव जी महाराज हैज सेड दैट वी हैव टू वॉक विदाउट अवर फीट वी हैव टू वर्क विदाउट अवर हैंड्स वी हैव टू सी दैट नाम विदाउट अवर आईज वी हैव टू हियर दैट नाम विदाउट अवर ईयर्स
सो इस वास्ते संत महात्मा सानू प्यार नाल दसदे है कि वो नाम जिस विच जिस नाल मुक्ति होनी है वो लिखण पढ़न बोलण विच नहीं आउंदा गा वो बिना लिखिया कानून है बिना बोली भाषा है
सो दैट इज व्हाई सेंट्स एंड महात्मास लविंगली टेल अस दैट द नाम विथ होम आवर लिबरेशन इज गोइंग टू हैपन कैन नॉट बी रिटन इन एनी लैंग्वेज इट कैन नॉट बी स्पोकन इन एनी लैंग्वेज इट इज एन अनरिटन लॉ एंड अनस्पोकन लैंग्वेज
पलटू साहब भी कहते हैं नाम नाम सब कहत है नाम ना पाया कोई नाम ना पाया कोई नाम की गत है न्यारी
पलटू साहब आल्सो से दैट एवरीवन टॉक्स अबाउट द नाम बट नो वन हैज रिसीव्ड द नाम नो वन हैज अचीव्ड द नाम द ग्लोरी ऑफ द नाम इज यूनिक
अगर किसी नु भूख लगी है वो सारा दिन रोटी रोटी करता रहे ना स्वाद ही आता है ना उस दी भूख ही दूर होंगी है
If someone is hungry and if he goes on repeating chapati chapati all day long, he doesn't get any taste of chapati just by repeating its name, nor does his hunger is satisfied.
Isse tarah agar assi sara din jawan naal ram ram kari jaiye, gaad gaad kari jaiye, vahe guru, allah allah kari jaiye, kehen naal kuch nahi banda ga, na assi ram nu milde hain, na allah nu, na gaad nu milde hain, जिस ताकत का असी नाम लेने हैं उस राम नू जाके मिलना है
इन द सेम वे इफ ऑल डे लॉन्ग वी गो ऑन रिपीटिंग राम राम और गॉड गॉड और अल्लाह अल्लाह और वाहेगुरु वाहेगुरु वी कैन नॉट meet him, we cannot go and see him. The power whom we are remembering with all these different names, we have to go within and we have to meet that power.
Hazrat Bahu ne keha siga, jawan nal kalma, assi sare padde hain, dil da koi koi padda hai.
Hazrat Bahu had said that we all say the kalma with our tongue. Rare are the ones who repeat the kalma with their heart.
Jithe dil da kalma padde hai, utthe jeev halaun di zarurat nahi pendi, akh phardi ni, jawan band ho jandi hai.
The place where we have to read the kalma with our heart, there our tongue is not used, our tongue stops there, our eyes do not flicker over there, and our tongue does not make any difference there.
Atma patni hai, shabd pati hai, o kalma murshid padhaunda hai, atma sada vaste sohagan ho jandi hai.
Our soul is the wife, and the oversoul or the master is the husband. And our beloved husband, our beloved master, makes our soul repeat that kalma. By repeating that kalma, our soul becomes immortal forever.
Hun aap pyar na kehnde hai ke he parmatma jehdi te rachna paida kiti hai eh atma rachna de naal pyar paake tainu bhul chukke hai teri kise nu yaad nahi.
So lovingly he says that, O Lord, this creation which you have created and all the creatures whom you have created, they have forgotten you after becoming attached to all this creation which you have created, and now they don't remember you, they don't need you.
Param keda hai jo si din raat is rachna nu apna banaun lage hoye hain ki inu sach man ke baithe hoye hain.
What is the illusion? The illusion is that we are making every possible effort to make this creation created by God Almighty as our very own, and the attachment which we have with the creation.
Jap tap karde hain, puja paath karde hain, anek kisam de sharir de utte assi peh dhaar karde hain, is parm de vich pae hain ki shayad is tarike naal parmatma mil jayega.
We do the tapas and japas, we perform all kinds of austerities and go on doing the repetitions, and we do so many other different kind of worships, and we adorn our body with so many different kind of disguises, and in this way we are in the illusion that by doing all these outer things we will meet God.
Teriya khani, teriya bani, bin nawe sab param pulani, gur sevate har nam paya, bin sat gur koi na pavaniya.
Aur guru sahib pyar na dasde hai ki kis tarah si us naam nu prapt kar sakde hain, ਕਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਧਨ, ਕਿਹੜਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਹੜੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਹੈ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਦਾਨ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now Guru Sahib lovingly tells us that how can we get that naam. He tells us that what is the way, what is the method, which is the place going where we can get that naam.
ਤੋ ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨਾਮ ਜਪ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹਨ.
So he lovingly says that first of all we have to go to that Mahatma who after meditating upon the Naam have become the form of Naam.
Aur aap pyar de naal kehnde hai ke jadon assi aise Mahatma de paas jaane hain oh sade khayal nu har kism de bahron param de vich hata ke andar oh shabad de naal jodda hai, us prakash de naal jodda hai.
Further he lovingly tells us that when we go to such a Mahatma, he makes us withdraw our thoughts and our attention from all the outer things, and he attaches our thoughts and attention to the Naam within.
Satguru di seva to paav hai jo sant satguru sanu rasta dasde hai us raste te chalna.
The meaning of the seva for the satguru mean is to walk on the path which our masters have shown to us.
Eh ne ke rasta ho sada ਸਾਨੂੰ ਈਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੈਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਨੂੰ ਭੱਜੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਿਤਨੀ ਦੂਰ ਜਾਵਾਂਗੇ ਉਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਪੰਥ ਹੋਰ ਲੰਬਾ ਕਰ ਲਾਂਗੇ.
ਇਟਸ ਨੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਈਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਵੈਸਟ, ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਵੈਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਟੋਲਡ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂਵਰਡਸ ਈਸਟ, ਵੀ ਆਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਅਨਨੈਸੈਸਰੀਲੀ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਪਾਥ ਲੌਂਗਰ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਪੂਜਾ ਪਾਠ ਜਪ ਤਪ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਚਾਹੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਚਾਹੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ, ਠੱਪ ਕੇ ਰੱਖ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ. ਜੋ ਰਸਤਾ ਸੰਤ ਬਤਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਉਸ 'ਤੇ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਹੈ ਦ੍ਰਿੜ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਨਾਲ.
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੈਲਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਆਲ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਚੁਅਲਸ, ਆਲ ਦ ਕਰਮਾਸ, ਵੈਦਰ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਔਰ ਬੈਡ, ਆਲ ਵਾਟ ਵੀ ਵਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਵੀ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, we should give them up, we should completely stop doing them once we have come to the master, and with firm determination and with sincerity we should only do the practice which our master has shown to us.
Jad jeev sharan guru di aave, karm dharm sab bharm nasaave, jo marg guru de batai soi karm dharm hua pahai.
When the jiva comes to the master, he should give up all the practices, he should give up all the illusions, because whatever the master tells him to do, for him that practice is the only right and ritual and the practice of religion for him.
Gur seva te har naam paya, bin sat gur koi na paavaniya, ho vaari jiyo vaari, ਹਰ ਸੇਤੀ ਚਿਤ ਲਾਵਣੀਆ.
ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ. ਕਿਉਂ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਔਰ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ? ਨਾ ਘਰ ਬਾਰ ਛਡਾਇਆ, ਨਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਧੀਆਂ ਛਡਾਏ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਹੀ ਛਡਾਈ, ਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਤ ਕੌਮ ਮਜ਼੍ਹਬੀ ਛਡਾਇਆ. ਸਾਨੂੰ ਘਰ ਅੰਦਰੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀਆਂ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀਆਂ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਸ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਦਿੱਤਾ.
When our mind gets attached to the Naam and when our heart is drawn towards doing the meditation of the Shabad Naam, only then we truly sacrifice ourselves for the Master. Only then we truly become grateful to the Master. Why it is so? It is only because the Master did not make us leave our home, he did not make us leave our families and the religion and all the things in which we were involved. Just while living in our home and doing all the things which we were doing in this world, he made us do the meditation of the Shabad Naam and he made us rise above all those things. So only after our mind gets connected and attached to the meditation of the Naam, we sincerely become grateful to the Master and we are ever ready to sacrifice ourselves for the Master.
A closing bhajan is on page 151. Jai Para Sahona Ijandariye. If you want to become the philosopher's stone, O soul, read the Bani of the Satguru. Come on, dear ones of the Satguru, and sing the true Bani. At least sing the Guru's Bani, as that Bani is above the others. Those who have good fortune and grace, in their heart dwells the Bani. Drink the nectar and always remain in the color of God, as the rainbird remembers the water. Nanak says, always sing, as this is the true Bani. If you want to become the philosopher's stone, O soul, read the Bani of the Satguru. Bhajan of Guru Amar Das, on page 151.
Parasahonai Jindariye Parasatya Guru Divani Jai Parasahonai Jindariye Parasatya Guru Divani Avo Sika Satya Guru Ke Pyariyo आवो सिख सतगुरु के प्यारियो गावो साची बानी जिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दी बानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दी बानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दी बानी पानी तगावो गुरु केरी पानी तगावो गुरु केरी पानी असीरम पानी जिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दी बानी जे पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दी बानी जे पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दी बानी जिनको ना डर कर्म होवे जिनको ना डर कर्म होवे हृदय तीन समानी जिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी जय पर सहोनाए जिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी पीवो अमृत सर रहो हरि रंग पीवो अमृत सर रहो हरि रंग जापियो सारंग पानी चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी कहे नानक सदा कहवो कहे नानक सदा गावो एहो साची बानी जिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी जय पर सहोनाए चिंदारिये पर सतगुरु दीवानी
Drink the nectar and always remain in the color of God as the rainbird remembers the water. If you want to become the philosopher's stone, O soul, read the Bani of the Satguru. May God bless us all.